Hey, Romeo, how you doing?
Hello, I'm good.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too.
How nice is it having Kareem Jackson back in the fold, and you know, how'd he look today in your estimation?
Well, you know what? It's always nice to have an experienced player come back, and I thought he looked halfway decent today. You know, anytime you miss the amount of time that he's missed, he's got to get his legs back under him, and so hopefully he can get that done during the course of this week and be ready to go on Sunday.
Look like some of the guys behind him over the last few weeks have, you know, made some plays in their own rights. How encouraged have you been by what you've seen from the rest of the secondary?
Well, I think that they've done a very nice job, you know, having to step in there and play in the games and make plays in the games. So that just reinforces that adage about next man up, you know. And so what that gets them to do is work really hard during practice, knowing that if they get an opportunity, they will be expected to perform at a high level. And so that keeps everybody sharp.
Brandon Cooks is dynamic, explosive, all those things. How do you game plan for – I mean, you face some bigger wide receivers, but he's a little bit of a speedier, smaller guy. How do you go about approaching him?
Well, you tell him to stay back, first of all, because the guy's really fast and he can run past you. And that's the thing that you do not want to let happen, because he makes big plays when he gets past the DBs. So we're going to try to stay on top of him, and maybe he have to break those routes off and run some shorter routes, and then we got to rally to him and tackle him.
What are some of your biggest challenges as a defensive coordinator when you have to face a quarterback the caliber of Drew Brees?
Well, he does everything well, you know, and he's seen everything. And so even though you try to fool him, it's hard to fool this vet, you know, and so that's one of the biggest challenges. Now, you might be able to fool some of the guys around him, but fooling him is hard to do. And that's the guy, he's the guy you really need to fool. but he's really good at what he does. He knows his offense in and out. He knows what to take, you know. He'll take what the defense gives him and then line up and play the next down. And so those guys are always difficult to defend.
How tough of a matchup for inside offensive linemen is it when they see a guy like Jadeveon Clowney line up with them? They don't typically see a guy with, like, that size and length on them sometimes. What kind of matchup does he present for those interior linemen?
Well, he's a big guy that has strength, has some quickness, and got some speed. You know, and that combination, no matter who has it, poses problems. You know, but his length is a big problem for offensive linemen, as well as for quarterbacks, you know, because he's pretty tall. And I think with more practice time, he'll get better, and we should see a better player overall.
Lots made, and justifiably so, of J.J. Watt's physical attributes as well as his, you know, 1-2, his motor, whatever you want to call it. But what have you seen from him as far as football smarts and football knowledge and how he's used that in his game?
Well, he has a tremendous football knowledge, and you know, I really learned that last year because we came in and put in a system, and he understood the system, and he knows what he's able to do to make the system work. You know, it's not textbook, you know, system, but he makes plays on the field because he understands the system, and so I think that's very beneficial. And he studies the tape, he studies the opponents. He looks at formations, and, I mean, he looks at it all, you know. So he's one of the more well-rounded players at his position, I believe.
Whitney Mercilus said that a lot of just what he's been doing in practice has finally translated onto the field. Was it something that just clicked for him? Is it something that he just turned the corner and got, or is it just something that he's built up to for his recent string of success?
You know, with all players and all systems, there's a discipline within the system that you have to understand about the discipline and be able to use that discipline to play the technique. And we're all human. And so if the ball carrier is in here, I want to go to the ball. And so sometimes my going to the ball inside allows the ball to get outside. And so I have to have that discipline to stay on this block and maintain my outside leverage, all right, until the ball cannot go outside and then come off to make the play. And I think that he's done a nice job of understanding that and playing the technique so that he can make the play inside or outside.
I think very quietly, without much fanfare, Brian Cushing is sort of back to his old self from a few years ago, even though that's a different system. But what have you seen from him? What does he bring to the table each and every week? And is it kind of – is he back, I guess, as some people would say?
Well, you know, back when I didn't see him a whole lot, didn't have a chance to work with him then. But since I've been here and working with him, you know, Brian brings some leadership, brings a physicality to his game. He runs to the football and he gets around the football. You know, he's the kind of defensive player and has the defensive mentality that you would like, because he'll hit and he'll run and he'll tackle.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Turkey. All right, thanks.